Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KITP. Hopefully the power will stay on. Some of you may have noticed there was a very large fire in Ventura, and that's what's causing our flickering power. So I'm Lars Bilson, the director here at KITP, and I'm going to welcome you and then get this show on the road. I always like to ask, for how many people is this your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Yeah, okay, so it's always about half. It's kind of remarkable. Let me briefly say how we do things here. So this is, you're here for what we call a rapid response program. When something important happens in physics, often the KITP is asked to do something on a short notice. Thankfully, we have funds for that from the Kavli Foundation, which has been a long-standing goal of ours to have these rapid response programs. And this qualified, by the way, as something big. I'm often approached and with the idea for something big, and I have to tell them, no, that's not really big. Scientists don't like hearing that. In this case, it was pretty easy. I do appreciate that some of you who will remain anonymous because you weren't allowed to speak to anybody did alert me to this reality so that we could actually get some of the stuff prepared, like the hotel and things where we had to do advance notice. So, so thank you all deep throats out there. Our normal program process is one that we're in the midst of right now. So we plan pretty much 2 years in advance. So we're booked through summer 2019. We have program planning underway right now for 2019-2020. That's pre-proposals we get from you, the community. And then we work with our advisory board to form those into full programs. So if you have ideas of programs, please talk to me while you're here. I'm looking around for other people who've been on the, well, we have past program coordinators. Ido and Duncan are experienced. I'm trying to see, Sterl was on the advisory board back in the dark ages, and he's run two programs. I think David Gross will be around, a former director. So feel free to talk to any of us about the process. We are always looking for good ideas. We are planning on a LIGO program in spring 2019, so that's already on the books. Everything here is recorded, and the recording is up. Yep, still working, good. And so that also means that it's important we use these microphones for questions. So when Duncan is running the session, we'll be certain that he gets someone else to assist him as well with a microphone so that we can hear the questions as well as the answers. Of course, everything is also recorded and gets online pretty rapidly. So for those of you who have to leave early, hopefully nobody, that's all there. The time we have for discussions to us is very important. So these talks in this session, I believe, are two talks, each of 30-minute duration, and then 15 minutes for questions. And Duncan will ensure that happens, setting a perfect example so that the rest of the meeting goes smoothly. But that is important, so you will have time to ask your questions. Download the talks online. So those of you who are speakers should have in your package instructions on where to send your talk, so that we can get that online as well as the audio, and eventually we'll get the video up. I think the video is still, video's not working yet, okay. We have amazing staff here at KITP, so it's my opportunity to introduce them. So Craig will be helping with IT. Claudio is our conference coordinator, and Lisa Stewart is the chief administrative officer. So let's all give them a thanks right now. So if anything goes wrong, you blame me. If it goes well, they get the credit. The wireless should be available. So it's the same password many of you are probably familiar with, airport 123456. I think we've had that for 20 years. At the break, please do wear your name tag. The breaks and everything is in the courtyard. It's important because there's two other programs here right now, and they will be convinced that the food is all for them, whereas it's for you. So please do wear your name tag. Parking, I guess if you've gotten here, that means you know how to park. But if not and you're confused, the top floor still should work, and you should be able to select VIP. Tonight's a dinner night, so we'll have a late departure, but typically the building gets locked at 5, so if you go out for a walk and come back and the building's locked, you can always get back through the courtyard because the caterers will be going back and forth. So just the back of the building, you'll be able to get back in. If you're planning on bringing anyone to dinner that we don't know about, we now need to know. So please tell Claudia today if you're bringing a spouse or a family member so she can add the headcount and also collect the fee. And of course, the shuttles will be going back to the hotel at the end of the dinner today. Final thing is for Friday, we are going through Friday. We will have a sign-up sheet for those of you who need a ride to the airport or to Amtrak or wherever you need to go. We'll help you get partway there, but not all the way home. I'm going to hand this over to Duncan, but please do turn off your cell phones, or at least set them to silent.
Okay, Duncan. Great.
Okay, thanks, Lars. I have two quick announcements to make, which is tomorrow night, Wednesday, there's an Astronomy on Tap event in downtown Santa Barbara. And Andy and I will send out an email about that. So if people are interested, there's an event in a bar where you can hear about the public version of what you're going to hear the science version of today. And then the other announcement is on Friday evening for those who are around. There's a concert at the concert and barbecue at the residence. So we'll send details about that around. So our first speaker today is Mihal Wap, who is going to tell us about the discovery of GW170817, the binary neutron star detection. Mihal is from the Virgo collaboration from LAP-CNRS. I will hand it over to him and get started. Thank you.
Thank you.